This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, there was a bit of music going on in the background there. You right there, Malt?
Yes, that's better.
Joined in the studio by a fantastic beauty writer. She knows loads of stuff about beauty. She writes blogs. She writes for the Gazette series, which goes all over Essex as well. It is Molly Miller.
Hello.
You can find her on Twitter at Ask Molly.
Now, just Ask Molly Beauty.
Ask Molly Beauty. All right, don't get it. Just have to mention very quickly, you're always in the Gazette because you write for the Gazette, obviously, every week, and you put in your beauty feature. Somebody wrote a little bit about you. I have to say it because whoever you are out there, you gutless wonder.
Oh, no.
Have a pop at me. I'll give you some stuff back because I don't really care if you like me or not. But they made a reference to you in the paper. And I don't know why, Nev. Nev, why did you put that in the paper?
Oh, stop it. They're never going to get it.
Nev will never be listening. I'll tell you, Nev, next time I see you, I don't care how tall you are. Get right-hander. I don't live in Brentwood. But I'm not allowed. But the thing is, it's just, I don't like, I mean, I try and be, even when I was talking about Miley Cyrus as well, I'm still trying to be nice. Cheryl Cole's tattoo, again, didn't like it, but still trying to say she's got a nice bum. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't like people who are just nasty for the sake of it. Spiteful.
Well,
right in the comments.
I actually told you, like.
In confidence.
In confidence. Thanks for that. Just like. Not in confidence, because if you read the paper,
you'll
see it.
Yeah, you'll see it. But the thing is, it's somebody being spiteful. Somebody's written something about Molly. You check it out, because Molly, you know Molly. She's lovely. She's funny. She's down to earth.
Oh, it was last. It wasn't this week.
Was it last week?
No, it was last week. It was just basically saying that I show too much flesh.
Well, I mean, you are sitting there with no clothes on, but I find that refreshing in the studio.
Molly has
it was a bikini shoot anyway, but Molly has a fantastic figure.
No, I haven't, but I had shorts on.
Who cares? I tell you what, if I looked like you, I'd have my clothes off all the time. I'd never be dressed.
I had my shorts on and I was just showing a clapping top. And do you know what? Fair dues, some older, well, he might not be older, sorry, but some people might not like that.
All it is some sad old loser that's at home with about 18 cats that stinks of wee. That's who would have written it, because you've got no friends and no life, and the only joy you get is by having a pop at somebody else because you're a loser.
Oh.
So I hope you're listening out there.
Oh, no.
Because I don't care. Write something about me, because quite frankly, is what I think of you.
Get
a bit of backbone instead of writing sneaky little snidey comments to the local newspaper. There we go. Anyway, I feel better now.
I don't. I feel about a billion times worse. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Right. Can we talk about other things, please?
I'll cut that off the beginning of the interview. I'm joined by Molly Miller.
Thank you. Let's start going. Right. Anyway, now she's standing there laughing. Right. Anyway, I would like to talk. I've got loads of things I've brought in this week. But first of all, before I talk about everything, I can't wait. I was just going to say, on Friday, I didn't even know this place existed. It's called Agape Cottage, and it's run by a lady called Sharon Agape. And if you're really stressed out, you know, or maybe you're pregnant, or you just want some time alone, she's got this lovely retreat in Worley, in Brentwood.
Oh, right, yep.
I know. It's down Berridan's Lane, and it's basically, it's kind of like not attached to her house. I haven't been there. I've just Googled it a lot, and I'm going to stay there on Friday for a feature for the paper next week. And basically, she really looks after you. So you go in there, you get a massage and everything. She has a log burner. You've got a hot tub.
Yeah.
And you're on your own. You are on your own.
That's it. Tell everyone when you're going to be on your own on Friday. That'd be nice. Yeah,
that's really my idea, isn't it?
In case she wants to come along and find you.
You know what? Thanks.
Don't tell the day you're going.
I know. Right. Anyway. So anyway, I'm going there just for a couple of hours on Friday with the photographer.
Yeah.
That sounds even worse.
It does, really, but never mind.
And I'm going to have a massage, and she puts chocolates out. But it just sounds like a really, really nice place. You know, so check it out on the internet. It's Agape Cottages.
How are you spelling that?
A-G-A-P-E.
All right, Agape.
I'll put all the details up at the end.
Excellent.
But anyway, I'm not going to talk about where I'm going or who I'm staying. I'm going to get shot now. My mum's going to absolutely kill me. She's going to kill me. In fact, I'm going to take somebody with me now. Seriously, I am. Thanks for that. This has just gone totally wrong. From the start to the beginning, this is just wrong. Anyway, let me talk about these amazing gold crystal collagen masks. I got sent these by a company called Jamella, and I don't know if you watched Howie, but they had them on Howie a little while ago. And basically, gold. Now, do you remember? Because when I first received these, I mean, when you look at them, they look like this gold face mask. It's kind of like an actual mask. It
looks like an Egyptian.
Yeah, it does.
Or
a Hannibal Lecter mask.
No, Egyptian would be a better description, really, than Hannibal Lecter.
Well, Cleopatra. I'm going to cut this off. gone wrong from the beginning, hasn't it? Cleopatra used gold. Now, do you remember, because I was Googling, even like, when you're a beauty editor, you don't know everything. You know, you get sent these things to test and to try, but you don't know. I don't know anything and everything about makeup, but I test them, and what I do is I research a lot,
yep.
And then I can give an honest opinion of what I think about them. Now, with this luxurious face mask, now, it's got it. First of all, the nutrients in it means that this is a blurb that they put on the press release. So it's the nutrients are absorbed 10 times faster than a traditional face mask. It's got in it the 100% natural key ingredient of mineral gold, rose essence, plant collagen, hyaluronic acid, which I've always talked about because it holds 1,000 times its weight in water, and it stimulates collagen production. So this is all the blurb that they've given me.
Yeah.
But so what I did is I tested it, and I have to say it was lovely. So it's incredibly refreshing. As soon as you put it onto your face, you can leave it. You leave it for half an hour, but you can leave it for up to 5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's enriched with all these ingredients that when you put them onto your face, it did leave my face looking absolutely amazing. I mean, even the girl that was helping me out with the children said to me, you know, you've got a glow to your face. You can see it.
Yeah.
What you do afterwards, the mask actually dissolves in 70 degrees heat, so you can put it into a bath or put it into some hot water, and you put it onto your face, and the gold gets a very, very, very fine dusting of a gold translucency onto your skin.
Yeah.
So a lot of celebrities use these before they actually go out on the red carpet.
But you can put makeup on over the top
of it. Oh, yeah, put makeup on over the top of it, do all that. So not only does it treat your skin, but it gives it this amazing radiant glow. Now, I Googled it, and I found out lots of things. First of all, I mean, again, they've actually said this in the press release, but first of all, the top spa, Ragdale Hall, they have used this mask into their top-selling facial, which is their Miracle Facial, which costs an awful lot. Now, this is £49.50, but you get five. It works out just over £10 over £10 per mask. But when you're going to have just one of these treatments, so when you're going to have a facial done, it's normally the mask and the active ingredients that you're paying for.
Yeah.
And they charge a fortune to use this. So this is really actually really good value. If you go onto their website, it is really good value. And the other
thing
is
for that quality, because normally you can pick up a face mask for about £2.
Yeah.
Which are always a little bit, sometimes they can really dry your skin out,
yeah,
and that is only £10.
Is absolutely.
You know,
perfect.
If you're going to a party, you just want a bit of a perk.
Yeah.
Perk up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Perk up, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Hello, what have I said now?
But also, I mean, this is like, they've got so many celebrities behind this. And now, another thing as well, when people say, oh, blah, blah uses this and so on uses this, I think, oh, whatever. A lot of the times they're paid to say that or they're given it to say that. I'm not about that. I'm very much like, so they've got Dr. Dawn Harper of Channel 4's Embarrassing Body. She likes it.
Mm.
I've gone onto the internet and there's specialists that like it. They're the people that I want to know if they like it or not because they've got the experiences, not somebody who's just been given it to promote it on TV and so on. And the other thing as well, gold is very anti-inflammatory.
Mm.
So do you remember when, I don't know if you ever had styes when you were younger. My mum always
gold
used,
ring, was
yes,
it? Yeah,
my
yeah,
mum always
yeah.
used to say to me, Molly, rub a gold ring, you know, she used to get a wedding ring off and rub it on face and it did help it.
Yeah.
So there's definitely something in these and I really recommend these. So a lot of the things, you know, that sometimes if I don't like things, I just keep them at home and I don't bring them in because, you know, I'm putting my name and my, you know, I'm putting myself to what I'm recommending. But these are really, really good. So I'll give you all the details at the end.
Yep.
But they're Jamella Skincare. So, yeah, I'm really impressed with this. Now, how long have I got before the news?
You can keep going. I'll put the stick in
right.
your face.
Okay, well, I'll do the auto makeup afterwards because that's my favourite. So this is the other thing I've been sent in is Novatan. Now, I haven't tested this yet. Next time I come in, I would have tested it. The reason why I haven't tested it is because I've already got a light colour on me.
Yeah.
And I think it smells gorgeous.
That smells like bubbly gum.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Now, Novatan, so these are, this is a brand that only sells to salons.
Yeah.
You will not be able to buy this in the high street. You can get it online, but otherwise you've got to go to a salon and buy it. It's not a high street brand. But they've got this, they've got really lovely ingredients in them. So I'm looking at them, they've got sweet almond oil in them, aloe vera, so it's anti-inflammatory. They've got cocoa butter.
They smell nice, which is sometimes, I mean, they have changed quite a lot of self-tanning things, but they still have a little bit of a strange whiff about them, but that actually smells nice.
Well, this has got in it, so this gradual tanning moisturiser has got 4-DHA. Now, basically, I've got it all written down what it all means and so on, but basically the DHA is the chemical that they use that makes the skin go brown.
Yeah.
Now, it is approved, so basically the food and drug, you know, the FDA,
yeah.
they will
they use this as a drug. They say that anything, DHA is a chemical. Mm. So out there, this is classed as a drug because it tans your skin, because it treats suntan lotion and so on, treats a disease.
Yeah.
So because of skin cancer and so on. So this has got in it 4% DHA. But it's really good. I mean, I've got to test it, but I'm pretty impressed. I mean, it's got in it vitamins A, B5 and E. It's got no parabens in it. It's 100% natural active ingredients. And it comes in dark and it comes in light.
Yeah.
The darker one has obviously got more DHA in it to make you sort of brown and so on. But yeah, I haven't tested those yet, but the next time I come in, well, yeah, when I go a bit paler, I'm going to put it on and you can tell me how.
And that's
brown.
Novatan, that's Nouvatan.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at my prices. I'm all over the place in my price list and everything at the moment. Right, it's £16.50 for the mousse, £12.50 for the Nova Glow, which is your gradual one.
Yeah.
And £9.95 for the after tanning toning. The after tanning toning has got in it aloe vera, it's got juniper in it, which is toning, it's got horse chestnut in it, which is very good for sluggish circulations, grapefruit, which is good for revitalizing, and butcher's broom, which is good for swelling and fluid retention. And I can remember using that in my pregnancy on my legs. We'll have to make sure and double check that you can use that during pregnancy. That's anything that I need to check.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've only been established for about 2008, so about 5 years. Mm. But so I'll be looking forward to testing that one out.
Right, we'll come back in a second. Just going to do a quick...
For details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
All right, I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Molly Miller, who is here to talk beauty. Now, we've heard about Nouvatan and we've heard about the... what's it called?
Gemella Gold Facial,
which looks fantastic. Now, you've got loads of makeup.
I've got loads of makeup. Let me just do my last bit of skincare.
Oh, I've got that.
Oh, have you?
Yes, and it's very good.
Bare minerals. Well, I've just been sent this, and this is a little kit, and it's good. Is it? This is the
nighttime
active cell renewal night serum.
Yep.
And I've got the purifying cleanser here as well, and it's both of them have got this ingredient called active soil cleanse complex. Mm. Again, it's very good for hydrating and so on. I haven't yet tested it.
Yeah.
So I have just been sent this in, and I love this little trial size. It's brilliant if you're going away on holiday.
Yeah.
The purifying cleanser has got in it, so the cleansing ingredients are from coconut, pineapple, lychee, guava, kiwi. They're like fruit enzymes. They're very good for exfoliation.
Yeah.
The hydrating ingredients are avocado, oat and apple, amino acids, pomegranate extract. Their active ingredients are good. I mean, they're just, I'm just looking at them. What else we've got? Kombucha black tea. That's in your night serum. Have you heard of kombucha?
No, I haven't.
Oh, kombucha or kombucha. That's from Africa.
Mm.
So this guy that I know who's got roots from Africa.
What are you doing now?
Does that make me laugh?
I'm being interested. I'm listening to you.
Anyway.
Did my eye go off? I've got wonky eye. You're laughing at me.
Kombucha has got so many good ingredients. Very good to do if you're not well. Kombucha, I've heard, is better than green tea. I drink loads of green tea.
Mm.
Kombucha has got so many antioxidants in it. And I want to do a bit, actually, I'm going to write up a bit more about kombucha. Maybe I'll just do it for my blog, because your renewal night serum that you use, it's got in it. Vitamin C, you've given me the giggles today. You just start me off.
Well, Bare Minerals, I use the foundation, because if you've got problem skin, I have problem skin, sometimes come out in a rash, spots if I use liquid foundation, but Bare Minerals I've been using for about 2 or 3, 4 years now, and it's amazing because you can sleep in it, and it doesn't aggravate your skin. And also the serum, you put it on underneath your moisturiser before you go to bed, and it's brilliant. It doesn't bring you out in a rash. I have to be really careful with oils and all sorts of things, because even though I get the lovely Elemis things, the capsules, they still bring me out in spots.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, so there we go. Just letting you know.
You see, Bare Minerals is very good. I mean, Bare Minerals is minerals. Yep. It's very, very all natural and so on. But as I say, this has got lots of antioxidants. Antioxidants in it, vitamin C, the soothing lavender, which you know is very nice for nighttime as well when you put lavender on. It's got oats, which are firming. But the kombucha, I just want to learn. I want to know a bit more about that, because I've read up so many good things about kombucha tea, and to drink it as well. I've heard it is one. Apparently, it tastes vile. Apparently, it tastes. It's a bit like kombucha. On the top of my head, kombucha is a bit like that slime that I was drinking.
Oh yeah,
that pond
yeah.
water.
Yeah,
it's an it's like an algae and things. And I have looked up a lot. I've just had a bit of a brainstorm this morning. But kombucha is like a fermentation process.
Have you got a thing? Are you doing a competition to see how many times you can say that on the show? You've said it about 18 times.
What, kombucha?
Yeah, there you go.
kombucha.
Must say good morning to the lovely Lynn.
Hello, my lovely Lynn.
From French Quarter.
Who's a gorgeous shop. You can just smell as you head down Crown Street. And can I just also say, well done for getting Crown Street pedestrianised.
Yes, yes.
Yay! Yeah. Right, makeup, because I love my makeup. And that's what's in the paper this week, if I ever write for the paper again next week after Michelle's just yelled at Nev.
I didn't yell at Nev. I just threatened violence.
Yeah.
You know somebody joking, don't you, Nev? he's lovely. I quite fancy him, actually. He's lovely looking.
He's got a girlfriend.
I know he has.
He's moving in.
He's about 16 years younger than me as well. Wouldn't stop me though, never tell you. Next time
I like Paul Hollywood. And last night I watched The Great British Bake Off. And every time he said the word muffins, I just kept laughing. So sorry. But he's got amazing blue eyes, hasn't he? I love blue eyes. He's got amazing blue eyes. But anyway, you've got beautiful blue eyes as well. You've got stunning blue eyes. Anyway, makeup. So, autumn trends. I have got some fantastic products, which are actually in the paper this week. Autumn is about punk, gothic, well, actually not full-on gothic, punk glam, lots of purples, lots of smoky eyes. And every year, and I put this in the paper, every year it's like, oh, yeah, Christmas is coming, smoky eyes again. You know, sort of, it's kind of same old. But this year, now, NARS used to do this, but this year the makeup store have given you this gorgeous, I mean, you have a look at this, it's a powder, put that on your finger, and it's a black smoky eye, but it's got iridescence of green, and it's just stunning. And it just gives a bit of difference from your normal smoky eye. It's the same with the, they've got another one here, which again has got like a sort of aubergine undertone to it that's shimmering and shot through with silver. And I love that. And then another one that I've got here is Sugar Peel, which have got their new one, which is a beautiful deep purple. It's really, really lovely. That's called Elemental Chaos, and it's a collaboration. It's called Cold Chemistry. It's a new. That's it. This season's one. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Really lovely. See, if you're on TV, if you can see on TV, it must sound weird when you're on radio because we're sort of testing and so on. And it'd be really nice to sort of. I don't know. Can the webcam pick that up?
Probably, yeah, just have it. It's a lovely cut, isn't it?
It's really lovely. A really beautiful purple. and the other thing as well, Michelle, before you test it all over you, is they're all very long-lasting.
Yeah, lovely. Let's just put it all over my hand.
Really long-lasting.
You have to... I always say with sparkly eyeshadow, unless you've got very smooth lids...
Well...
Is, you know, I think that it's better on a younger face, because if you wear sparkly stuff and you're older, sometimes it does make you look a little bit...
Yes, and
manky.
This is where this comes in, which is the new Clinique All About Eyeshadow Primer for Eyes. They've got this new, and they've got them in four different colours, and this is it keeps the makeup on for up to, well, to 12 hours.
Yep.
And you put it on these, and it stops all that creping, you know, when you get the crepey eye lids and so on. Here, dab some of that on your...
What are you trying to say?
Hands.
dab that on me crepey old eyes.
Yeah, no.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. And the other thing that, so for autumn makeup, for the evening, it's very punky, very smoky eyes.
Yeah.
Lips are really, really glossy, like ultra painted glossy lips. But if you're doing that, then go a bit more gentle on the eyes.
Yeah.
The other thing that lips are is, I mean, this Clarins one, the Pink Camellia one, rosy tones, but also again you've got your vampy shades coming out again, your deep burgundies, your sort of they call it like oxblood, that deep red bitter nook. But it's nice because this year it's quite pretty. So Clarins have brought out this compact as well, which is my favourite. Look at that compact, it's gorgeous. This is a graphic expression, and it's got a beautiful, it's all different tones, which you can use to pick out your tone to either contour or highlight. And you've got a lovely gold shimmer, like a ribbon. It's like all different ribbons, isn't it? They've got the gold shimmer that will just, you can use that to highlight your lids. You can use it just to, it really is beautiful. And I love the compacts with Clarins because they've got that like clip. Can you hear that? I love that.
See, sometimes it is a lot to do with the product, but it's also the packaging.
The packaging is nice.
You know, if you can't afford to maybe go on a holiday, or you can't afford to do things that, you know, in the recession. Yeah. But, you know, if you buy yourself a nice lipstick or a nice eyeshadow, it kind of goes, oh, it's something nice and pretty.
Exactly. Now, eyeliners. I've been sent a few eyeliners, and every single one of them I love. My favourite has got to be this colour from Clinique. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is called, if I can find the packaging, it's called Peridot. Have a look at that. It's the most gorgeous olive green shot through. Ooh. Yeah, well, it's really lovely, isn't it?
Oh, no, that wasn't what I was expecting. And I'll tell you what's good about it, because I've blunted loads of blasted eyeliner. This is actually a roll. You just twiddle the thing and it comes up, which is great. Sorry, that doesn't sound right, does it? I was trying to explain it with the packaging. I'm sure when they went through and they said, like, how's the delivery system working? They didn't say you twiddle the thing and it comes up. The delivery system is good on this. That's what they call it. I know. I've watched television. Give it back. Shut up. Mocking me in my own studio. Anyway, that's the eyeliner for you. Thank you.
Right. Sorry. And also in the paper this week, which I use these, which are fantastic, again from the makeup store, they've got studs, which are like little skulls, and you've got like your little spikes.
Yep.
And what you can do is you just paint your nails. I've got to be absolutely honest here. So I had a shellac manicure, and you put the stud on top of the manicure, or you can put it on anything, any nail varnish, and then you can either paint over with clear nail varnish to keep it scum, you know. Mine didn't stay on for long. It stayed on for that night. So for a one-off occasion, perfect. It did only stay on for that night. So the next day, I got it, and I actually glued it to my nail with super glue. And it did last. It did last. And it didn't damage my nail because it was on top of shellac.
Yeah.
So it didn't actually... It stuck to the shellac. It didn't stick to my nail bed. Yeah. Don't use super glue on your actual nail.
It's not a handy tip for using super glue.
Don't use the super glue on your nail or anything like that. If you're tempted to, go and get a proper nail glue. Do not use it on your actual nail bed, because that will ruin your nails completely. Just stay away from the super glue.
And I tell you, the people in the chat room, that's not where she stuck the nail. Thank you very much.
Right. Anyway, the other ones that have got some fantastic, the other brand, some beautiful eyeliners, is the Clarins. Now, what I love about these is you'll see, which is a bit different, the double-ended applicator is a brush on the end.
Yep.
Now, what's lovely about these is that you can apply them to your lids just to outline. And then in the evening, if you want more of a smoky look, you can just apply it to your whole lid and just blend in. So it's almost like an eyeshadow.
It's
really lovely, isn't it? And then finally, I've got some Barry M. Now, I love Barry M because it's cheap. It lasts. I think the quality is fantastic with Barry M. I've got sent this flawless matte finish. I'm not one for matte foundations because, for me personally, I think they are definitely bridal. You have to have matte. You can't have anything shiny.
Yeah.
If you're going out in the evening, you don't want to stop your face from sliding down makeup, you've got to have matte. But for the day, I prefer something dewy. However, when it comes to this time of year, I mean, this matte one is just the consistency. Have a look at that. It's absolutely brilliant for Barry M. And it's so reasonable as well.
How much is it for a foundation?
Where is my price list? It's £5, £5.99.
Oh, right, yep.
Which I think is really good. And I do think it gives really good coverage. You only need a tiny bit.
Yep.
You only do need a very small bit. That will last for ages. You're not going to get that off your hand. You're going to go around looking like you've been bruised, like Cheryl Cole's. And finally, the other thing I've got is their new makeup palette as well. How pretty is
that? That's really nice.
That's a really nice makeup palette. You've got neutrals that suit every skin tone, apart from very dark. You've got the eyeshadows, I think. I mean, I've looked at these, and some of them are like on par, I think, with Bobbi Brown when you put them on. I've actually gone in and tested their makeup in Superdrug. And this is really reasonable because this is only £6.49. So that's me, I think.
You managed to do it all in record time as well today.
Well, it's because I've been laughing too much as well. I do want to find out a bit more about kombucha, though, but say it's very good for you. I just had to say that. And then just to say next.